January 28, 2019, and executive session minutes for January 28, 2019.
Move to approve the executive session meeting for January 28, 2019.
I'm sorry, did you say executive, right?
Executive.
Executive.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Are you ready for the regular?
He's looking at the regular session.
Yeah, I'm ready. All right.
Okay.
Move to approve the regular minutes, January 28, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Chip Spreader, G.W. Van Keppel Company, number 19004RV.
And that's what you were getting all the rest of the documentation on, was it?
Yes.
You got everything you needed.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and G.W. Van Keppel Company for the purchase of a chip spreader.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney Hills Library update with Marcy Schemper Carlock. Probably pronounced that wrong.
You did a pretty good job. It's Marcia Schemper Carlock. And also here today, we have some of our board members from the library, as well as we have Rebecca Payne here from the Stone County Library System out of Galena, in case you have any questions about her budget and the services that she receives from the state. We thought it was important for her to be here. And thank you for this opportunity. The main thing we would like to do today is give you an update on what we have going on at the Taney Hills Library. There's a wonderful quote here from Jay Ashcroft. Jay Ashcroft is Secretary of State for Missouri. A comment that he made recently when he was in the Ozark Library back in September was, a lot of people have the erroneous thought that libraries no longer matter. They believe that they are no longer important. They believe they are dusty shelves filled with books. One of the things that Jay is up to is he's trying to get the message out what libraries really do. And that's exactly what we want to do today. Within Taney Hills, we really feel an interesting service to the residents and citizens of Taney County from the standpoint of we meet their educational needs, recreational, their literacy needs, as well as we contribute to the economic development of the county. We were founded in 1933 by Fanny Dawes, and Brandon, I think you told me once that your grandmother was involved with that as well. It was a private club that was started to help educate the Sunday school teachers, and then later on I think they turned it into more of a public library, and Americana Magnus would know more about that. She's like our historian. All right, come on, there we go. This is our current location. We're on 4th Street in Branson. As you can see, we have the library, we have a thrift shop, and a used bookstore. And those are our two revenue-generating income sources for us. The library is on the upper level, and the bookstore and the thrift shop pretty much control the entire lower level. As you may remember, in 2013, I think it was, we did a bid for to get a tax levy through at 15 cents, and that failed. And it was very sad. It was a very sad moment for us. But, you know, one of the county residents really made a play for us, and when the Stanley and Elaine Ball Foundation was established, she really promoted that we would get funding from that grant. So in 2015, we did get that, and this is not doing what it's supposed to do. Rats. What should pop up there is a blueprint that shows expansion that we did with that money. We did receive $350,000 from the Ball Grant, and that allowed us to renovate our children's library area and create a technology room. And that was with seed money of $350,000. So what did we do with the money? We hired Terry Chase to come in and design a destination place for children. Terry Chase is out of the Cedar Creek area. That is the entrance to our new children's room. Has these wonderful books that are more than life-size. Though someone did say to me the other day, is this what you call your large print books? I thought that was kind of funny. We added a bookworm kiosk. And, oh, my goodness. In that kiosk, we have embedded educational tablets and kid-friendly computers. Nothing is connected to the Internet, so it's safe searching for those children. And when they come through that entrance and see the kiosk, that is just a magnet for them. Oh, and then we also ordered a bunch of new books because our collection was horribly out of date and was well used. So you'll see how that plays in. We also created a forest, and this has a tree in the inside, similar to, but not quite on the scale of the tree of the chateau. We use this area for our children's story time, and what a difference it makes in their attention when they are in that confined room, and the whole atmosphere just changes when you walk into that space. I really would encourage you to come and take a look at these improvements. And from all this, the children started coming back to the library. This is a shot of our summer reading program last year. In 2018, the theme was Libraries Rock, and we had over 100 children register. And in fact, we've even had to limit the age group that we offer it to because we cannot accommodate them in our space as well as the parents. There's a number of other children's programs that we have going on. In the upper right, you can see we have the Adeline Villette Art Show. This is a legacy art competition that we've been sponsoring for how many years?
Oh, at least 25
years. And we give up to $1,000 in art awards. And it could be for oil, it could be ink, it could be for watercolor, pottery, etc. And we invite the students that are enrolled at the Branson High School and Hollister High School. We have a children's story hour on Thursdays at 11 o'clock. Mostly preschool children show up for that. We do milk and cookies every third Saturday. And again, we have to rely on volunteers to help run these programs because we do not have a children's librarian, and that is not my skill set. And then our summer reading program, which is a huge success. And then a new program that we've started in with a partnership with the Master Gardeners is we do a junior gardeners program. And they have given us a grant to purchase plants and product. And that is, we kind of call it cheap labor for updating the landscaping around the library. So what's come of all of this? Well, I think the most important thing is our circulation has increased by 50% since 2015. That is a huge increase. And a lot of it had to do with the improvements that we have made to that library. It's amazing when you put money into a project, you make improvements, people come back and they notice a difference. It reminds me of, you know, how you go into a retail store and it's tired looking and the inventory is tired. I think, I don't want to go there. I'd rather go somewhere else. Well, that's exactly what we had to do here to bring people back into the library. You'll see the purple, that is for books. E-books is that orange line in there. And see what a nice lift we're getting out of e-books? We're finding that people in more of the remote areas throughout the county really enjoy the ability to have access to those e-books. Ooh, this one got scrambled. All right, here we go. Forearmed Library members, we have 3,900 active members, and those are people that have come in and applied for a library card within the past 14 months or renewed their library card in the past 14 months. That number really is quite low. Most cities have an engagement of around mid-50s to 60% of their population. And I can understand that. The residents of Taney County have been underserved by libraries for years. So I can understand why people have gone away and did not see the value in getting a membership. If you look at the two pie charts, and I'm sorry that they are scrambled, but 91% of our members, of our paid members, are from Taney County. The other 9%, they are from people that have homes in other states. They maybe have a second home in Taney County. And then also Ozark. We have people that drive up from Omaha, Ozark area, and Barrowville. The other pie chart, ooh, gosh, I hate this, but I'll tell you what those numbers are. The blue, the kind of the turquoise, that is for Branson. Branson, 59% of our members are from Branson. Hollister is 16%, and the other percentage, I believe, is a 12%, and those residents are from Ridgedale, Forsyth, Merriam Woods, Walnut Shade, and Kirbyville. Those are the top five cities or towns that are members. And also keep in mind with that 3,900, we also have a number of customers that come in just to use our computers or to read magazines or to read the Wall Street Journal. They do not have library cards, but they do come in pretty regularly for those services. And for this one, the gold category, that's the number of adults that we have. 70% of our members are adults. 30% are children. But 47% of our circulation are children's materials. So who do we serve? We have seniors. As you can tell from the circulation numbers, we have a lot of kids that come in. We also have a number of handicapped clients that come in, whether it be by wheelchair or by walker or other special needs that they may have. We have people that come in with service dogs. Unfortunately, our building is not handicap friendly. And we've been told by a contractor it really doesn't meet code. And that's an item that we need to address in the near future, update our facility. And then in the far right-hand corner, we service a number of tourists that come into the area. We did a small survey last summer for a couple of weeks just to find out the number of people that came in to use our computers. 40% of the people that use our computers are from out of town. So who do we serve? We serve everybody, unlike other services in the county. Where does our income come from? 61% of it comes from the retail operations, our bookstore and our thrift shop. We get 8% from our library memberships. We do sell library cards, $5 for an individual and $10 for a family. And I believe that Forsyth now has started charging for library cards as well. And then 7% of our income comes from our library services. We do, ever since Staples closed, we have seen an increase in the number of walk-ins to print documents that need to fax documents. In fact, we fax out probably 350 pages a month for fax services. Printing, I think we're close to 4,000 printed pages a month. And then computer usage, and I know this pop-up is not going to show up. We do over 7,000 hours of computer usage on our public access computers. here's a recap of those business services. We do charge for